Okay, so let's dive into this whole idea of transforming your outdoor space. We're really gonna zero in on yards around here, Surrey, Greater Vancouver kind of places.
Right. We've looked at material talking about getting those, well, beautiful and functional yards, right? Especially with our unique climate.
Yeah, those rainy winters everyone knows about, and then the summers, dry with those water restrictions getting tighter.
Exactly. So our mission really is to pull out the key insights, the practical nuggets about keeping your lawn healthy and, designing outdoor areas that actually last and work well here.
Okay, so two main things we're focusing on from what we've seen. Professional level lawn health, number one. And number two, creating patio spaces that are, well, durable and really extend your home.
Great. So the lawn first. Why bother aiming for that really lush, healthy look? Well, curb appeal, obviously.
Sure, that's a big one.
But also usable space, right? But the challenges here are specific. You've got the heavy rain, then bam, summer water limits. And the soil itself, it's often pretty acidic.
And the sources we looked at, they really highlight the common enemies you're up against, the usual stuff like weeds, moss.
Right.
But then there's the big one they mentioned, the European chafer beetle. Apparently, UBC Botanical Garden notes say if you see crows just tearing up your lawn,
Yeah.
that's likely chafer grubs they're after.
Ah, okay. I've seen that. So that's what they're doing. Makes sense. So getting those fro results, it often means specific tactics. Mowing, for instance.
Right, just cutting the grass. Seems simple.
Well, yes and no. The height matters. They say aim for about 3 inches, maybe 7.5 centimeters.
Then why that high?
Apparently, it helps the soil hold moisture better and shades the roots. Really important going into summer.
Okay, and soil health itself, more than just
Oh,
fertilizer.
definitely. Fertilization is important. Yes, spring and fall, slow release is usually recommended. But for our region, checking the soil pH is like critical.
Because of the acidity.
Exactly. You often need to add lime to balance it out. Grass just doesn't thrive in really acidic soil.
Makes sense. What else?
Aeration. You got to get air and water down there. Core aeration, usually once a year. Pulling out those little plugs. It fights compaction, which is common with our heavier, wetter soils.
And then you fill the holes.
Well, you follow up with overseeding. That fills in thin patches, makes the whole lawn denser, more resilient against weeds, pests, everything. And, don't forget the seasonal stuff like power raking, getting rid of thatch, leaf cleanup.
Gotcha. And back to those chafer grubs. Any specific fix mentioned?
Yeah, the sources point to beneficial nematodes, little microscopic critters that attack the grubs. But timing is key. Usually late July is the window for application.
Now, watering, that's the tricky one with the summer rules in Metro Vancouver.
It really is. The sources emphasize the method. Water deeply, but not often, maybe once or twice a week.
How much water?
Aim for about an inch total each time. And early in the morning, that's crucial.
And you absolutely have to follow the local restrictions, right? The specific days, the morning only times.
No way around it. But that deep watering, it encourages the roots to go down further, makes the lawn tougher, more drought tolerant when those restrictions are tightest.
Okay, let's shift gears. Patios, making those outdoor living spaces useful.
Yeah, they're fantastic for extending your living area. But building one here in Vancouver's climate, there's one thing you absolutely cannot skip.
Let me guess. Drainage.
Drainage, 100%. Without proper grading and a solid base to channel water away, you'll get puddles, shifting stones, sinking. Disaster.
Right, so professional design isn't just about looks.
Not at all. It's about custom layouts, sure, maybe adding seating walls or pergolas. But it's fundamentally about choosing durable materials, good pavers, flagstone, concrete, and installing them on a properly built, well-draining base. That foundation is everything.
And the sources mention other enhancements too, right? Like fire pits.
Yeah, fire pits, maybe outdoor kitchens, retaining walls to define spaces, even outdoor lighting to make it usable at night.
So it sounds like the material we reviewed goes beyond just lawns and patios, covers quite a bit more.
It does, yeah. Things like overall garter design principles, different ways to get a new lawn started, sod, seed, even artificial turf options were mentioned.
And solutions for water problems.
Definitely. Things like French drains, maybe regrading the yard if needed, and other hardscaping too, like pathways, more retaining walls. It's pretty comprehensive.
So, what does all this mean for you, the listener, and your yard?
Well, it really boils down to this. Understanding these pieces is important, whether you're doing the work yourself or hiring someone.
Knowing what's involved, what the local challenges are.
Exactly. Consistency in care, and really understanding how our specific Vancouver area conditions affect things. Those seem to be the main takeaways.
So making smart choices for your landscape involves balancing how you want it to look and feel with what's actually practical and sustainable right here.
Mm-hmm. Which leaves us with something to think about, maybe. Instead of always fighting against our climate, how can embracing those realities, the rain, the soil, actually help you create an outdoor space that's not only beautiful, but more sustainable and maybe even more enjoyable in the long run?